USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Tuesday, Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, said her first order of business in the Senate would be to introduce legislation to follow through on her campaign promise, a 2% tax on fortunes above $50 million. It's time to make the ultra-rich pay their fair share, Warren said. Senators are preparing for a political fight session as Democrats race to lay the groundwork for passing coronavirus relief legislation. The Senate is expected to pass a budget resolution by the end of the week that will allow Democrats to bypass the 60-vote filibuster and the need for Republican support on their very expensive coronavirus relief package. The House will vote on Thursday on a measure to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from the committee assignments, a decisive step that comes in the wake of recently found statements from the Congresswoman that have angered Democrats and divided congressional Republicans. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Education Secretary nominee Miguel Cardona said that schools have a responsibility to allow biological males to play in girls' sports if they identify as transgender people. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, asked Cardona, "Do you think it's fair to have boys running in girls' track meets?" Cardona did not answer the question directly, but said he understood this to be a challenge. House Republicans decided against ousting Republican Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, from her leadership role as House Republican Conference Chairwoman during a four-hour meeting of their caucus. Cheney has been strongly criticized in her home state for voting to impeach President Trump. At his press conference for the new movie The Little Things, actor Denzel Washington praised the police and denounced protesters who rally against police officers. Denzel said he has the utmost respect for what police do and what our soldiers do, possibly sacrificing their lives. Quote, "I just don't care for people who put those kinds of people down. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have the freedom to complain about what they do." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC has advice for teachers getting back into the classroom. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say the kids are the most important things, important players here, and the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2019, approximately 56.6 million students attended elementary and secondary schools in the United States. The U.S. is currently home to 16,800 school districts, Texas being the number one with 1,200. The NFL Super Bowl is Sunday from Tampa Bay, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.